I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome back to this new show, Next in Fashion. We're so excited. Tonight was the first episode, and I'm very thrilled to be joined by my adorable panelists, Lauren Mayo. She's a model. She's also a seamstress. They make dresses in their family. I'm pretty jealous. I'm going to be sketching up some designs on the break. We also have Ashley Fultz. You might see her. She's a style expert on things like Access Hollywood and E! News.
Yes.
Hey, all right, girls. We're so excited. I love Tan France.
Yeah,
and everyone loves Alexa Chung.
I know.
What'd you guys think of this show? My name is Bethany. I'm a style beauty expert.
My overall thought, I was just so excited. I feel like Tan and Alexa are like the style duo I didn't know I needed. Like, I think the casting for them together, it's like two British people.
I know.
They're also stylish. This is great. So,
I agree.
I was most excited about that.
I think they are experts on all things fashion, so I'm really excited to see the show. And I didn't know the show was going to turn out to be a competition show similar to Project Runway, so it's going to be really cool all season. We'll see these people competing and really get to break it down with all the really cool fashion. So I can't wait for the season to unfold.
I'm excited, too. So we're going to get into a few topics. We're going to get into just introducing all of these people we just met. Mm-hmm. And then also, what should a red carpet look consist of, as well as what do we feel about the winner-loser situation. So,
for sure.
Let's get into it. So we met a lot of people with very confusing names.
Yeah.
I feel like it went so fast. We spent the whole episodes like trying to write names down and who was designing what, and then they would move on to the next look. But did anyone stick out in your guys' mind for these teams, and what did you guys think of the pairings?
I thought the pairings were interesting, just in general. We had Ashton and Marco, who knew each other for 18 years.
That's crazy.
Whereas
so cool.
Some groups, like, I believe, there was a lot of people, guys. I believe Adolfo and Claire had just met, mm-hmm. like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really interesting. I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage.
I would have liked to have known more about the pairing process.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Did the show pair them up together? Did they get a choice? Did they?
Yeah.
How did it all work? Because it was really interesting to see. We saw Nichelle and Isaac were paired together. They did not know each other before. They're not friends. And they honestly seem like they were on two different pages. So to get
awful
someone
pairing.
Like that paired up, yeah, I was
in
confused.
My opinion,
whereas
awful
some
pairing.
Of them were like yeah. besties and they got along
yeah.
so well and they worked so well together. So there's already an advantage for some of the teams, for sure.
We heard two of the couples, for lack of better terminology, yeah. say, like, this is like my big sister. So we're talking
yes.
about people that have very established relationships,
yeah.
getting to work together. I mean, that has to be an advantage. They know
I
their groove,
so
they know their personality roles, they know their strengths and weaknesses and the yin and yang whole dynamic.
When you're designing like that, too, we could have completely different points of view and completely different styles. So pairing us up together without knowing each other, that is a really tough thing to, especially in a competition series, mm-hmm. to work with.
Yeah.
yeah.
Some people make it work. And I think we saw some people make it work.
That's true.
Tonight,
yes.
So. That was cool.
I think
yeah.
so, too. It's always cool when you watch people be able to take a back seat. Because
right.
you're talking about, like, doing a painting with someone else,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you're creating one piece with two different sets of eyes. I mean,
right.
it'd be challenging,
yeah.
you know.
I thought some of the people on the show were really interesting too, because they are big designers that have designed for huge names. I know Kiki was one. She's designed for everyone like Jay-Z and Beyonce, mm-hmm. FUBU, Rockaware.
Right.
That was really cool to see. And then we also saw Carly, who's paired up with Daniel. She's designed for designers like Stella McCartney and Alexander Wang, who are two of my yeah. favorites. So I'm definitely going to be watching her this season to see what she does. I'm sure she's going to bring some genius to the show.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Marco, too, because he was super confident in the beginning when they're all in the big group.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, who have you dressed? You know, Fergie, Iggy, all people with just one name.
Yeah.
We had someone dress Beyonce. So,
yeah.
Yeah. This is
and
so
Tam was
cool.
like, well, you've arrived. Like, why are yeah. you even here?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't need
Beyonce.
Us.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, well, what do you guys think a red carpet look should consist of? Like, when you think of an epic red carpet look, mm-hmm. what is your go-to mind? Obviously, there's different red carpets, and there's mm-hmm. different things that are appropriate for different types of red carpets, but what's your, like, go-to thought when you want to see a red carpet dress?
My go-to thought would be in agreement with Elizabeth Stewart when she said, it's like armor. Mm-hmm. You're going on these red carpets. People are going to be criticizing you. Mm-hmm. And whether or not it's your style or if it's my style, you want to feel confident and feel like everything is tailored to you perfectly and no one can tell you anything about how you look. Yeah. So I think that's the number one. And then just something that's interesting. What that means to everyone is different, but to me, right. I felt like some of the looks, we'll talk about it later, but they weren't interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I loved what Monique Lhuillier said. She said something that enhances a woman's beauty and makes her look amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's how I would want to feel. If I'm out on the red carpet, I would just want to look glamorous, like my best self possible, something that I feel super confident in. So that's what I would look for in a red carpet look.
Yeah.
Me too. I always... I want to see an elevated version of that celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't you love when you see someone that's wearing, like, their consistent favorite color or,
true.
Like, that's so them. They always wear a backless gown or they always wear a certain length. Or I love when you see just kind of an expansion of someone's style.
Mm-hmm.
I always think it's kind of strange when you see someone dressed not really them.
Like,
I think
their
it's
personality.
Kind of jarring.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like, you're just like, you don't own that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Though I do love risk-taking, I have to say, because I like them to keep it, you know, really unique and different on the carpet. We don't want an average dress that you and I would wear on the daily.
Yes.
We want it to be something that stands out.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Do you guys tend to appreciate really classic looks more or, like, actually kind of out there looks?
I think I tend to go for more classic, traditional, but I do like something a little edgy and something different. So it's all about the details for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if the details are unique and different and really separate the gown, I would go for that. I'm not super into the out there crazy, like, let's just go all out for the red carpet just to be different and make a, you know, statement.
Yeah, like weird statement.
Yes.
It's like, was that necessary?
Right.
It's tough. If it were me, I would probably also keep the classic, but I also can appreciate when other people are like that. It just comes down to who's wearing the garment, as well as, I think, and they mentioned this so much with all the looks tonight, just the fabrics. Like, because something can be so avant-garde and grand mm-hmm. and still classic, but it's just, like, the fabric choices are mm-hmm. really important. It could be me thinking about having to sew them too.
Yeah. What did you guys think when they exposed this fabric room with all the rolled fabrics?
Oh, it looks so fun. I'm like, Joanne's who? I was at Joanne's today.
I was like, it was like a Willy Wonka
chocolate
moment for me. I was just like, oh my gosh.
That was fun.
It was.
Can
it was
I
beautiful.
Swim in this chocolate fabric? Like, it just was. It's so
inspiring just to look at it. I'm like, maybe I could actually create a dress in that sort of fabric closet.
I have this opposite problem where I always design dresses in my mind and then I go settle because I can't ever find a seamstress to make me the ridiculous
what
dresses
want.
I want. So when I was looking at this room, I was just like, oh my gosh, so many ideas. If I could only take prom back and stop settling on every dress I've ever worn. Have you guys ever had to settle on a dress?
No.
I designed my dresses for prom, which was interesting. And
who would make them for you?
My best friend was a seamstress.
Oh, my gosh.
She was amazing.
Better
actually,
than a mechanic or a doctor
in
the family. A seamstress?
It was awesome. I didn't want any sort of dress just off the rack and that anyone could wear. And I lived in a small town, too. So the fact that two people could show up to the same prom in the same dress was likely.
Yeah.
And I was not down with that at all.
I'm from a small town too.
You are, okay.
But I always had the like kind of funky style and I did not want to wear anything that anyone else could
had.
Even conceive. I wanted like super original things and then I would dream them up and then I didn't have anyone to make them for me. And then I'm like, here I am at Macy's again. Like a stupid dress that I don't even love. Ugh.
I'm sure you styled it up. It was more than just Macy's.
I tried. I will tell you, I was going through some photos just the day before yesterday and I saw my prom photos. My junior prom, I bought a boa. Let me tell you, in the mid-90s, boas were like not a common thing to find. And it was like a legit,
that's amazing.
Like this big around, like from, it wasn't vintage, but it was like designed back in the golden era. And I just remember being at prom with my like big fluffy
feeling
feather
so
boa.
Fancy.
Yeah, I love it. And then somewhere along the line, they ended up at the dollar store and they aren't fancy and fun anymore.
Right. Right. Definitely
wah,
not.
Wah. I also had a really fun like Shirley Temple dress. That was kind of cute. It was like kind of umpire waisted with big felt polka dots and like layers of ruffles.
That's
but like,
cute.
But it was like velvet. I mean, it was
oh my gosh, this sounds very different.
Yeah, it was cute. My senior prom was the worst dress. Do you guys have a favorite dress from your prom?
My senior.
I think senior too. Yeah.
Were your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went all out.
You did? Tell me, what'd your dress look like?
It was like mermaid and yellow, but it was like the back was very like intricate and it was fun and yeah. Shout out to that. We should bring we're gonna have pictures next time.
I know.
Oh my gosh. That should be the special segment. What about you? Did you have a favorite dress? I mean you got to design your own.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was modeled after Paris Hilton and I saw her in Us Weekly in this painted gown. So half the gown was actual paint all over it, painted flowers. And it was really unique and different and cool. And I thought I was gonna get kicked out because it was halfway see-through and I was like just a rebel without a cause.
Wow. So wait, it was like paint on your skin or paint on fabric?
Paint on fabric, but it looked like it was painted on my skin because the fabric was a nude mesh.
Like a nylon. Yeah.
I was really scantily clad for my senior prom. Like, kids do not take after me.
How interesting. I love that your mom was like,
She was like, express yourself, whatever you want to do. My dad, on the other hand, was like, you are not walking out of the house like that. And I was like, yes, I am. Bye. See you later.
I love it. I went to so many proms. I did a lot of promming. I even went to a prom after I was out of high school because my best friend's little brother was dumped the day before.
Oh my God.
Prom, like his girlfriend dumped him.
Oh God.
And so Taryn called me and was like, Matt's crying. His girlfriend dumped him. And I was like,
not cute.
Tell him I'll go with them.
Oh my God.
So I was like a 19 or 20 year old going to a high school prom.
That's sweet.
But I had on the cutest, I had on like a purple and fuchsia tutu and combat boots and like a little backless thing and my hair was pink and short and spiky and it was fun. It was a fun prom look that I didn't plan.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah. We should talk about our favorite looks from tonight.
So
guys.
Do you guys have a favorite look?
I definitely did.
I had a hard time choosing.
Me too. Like, I have to go back to my notes.
I will say I wasn't wowed by anything,
really?
Though.
I thought, for me at least, the magenta one, it was it had a big bow in the back, and I just thought it was so gorgeous. And I felt like I would actually wear that, and I felt like I could see that on the red carpet.
I could actually see you wearing that.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
I love magenta. I'm like a blonde, pinky sort of
girl. I know.
And Eva and Monique really love that one, too. So I thought that one might be one of the forefront winners, but later we found out it wasn't. But
they should have just named this episode like the fuchsia.
Right?
Episode.
There was a lot of pink.
So much fuchsia, which I thought was really interesting because I don't know about you guys, but if I was in a competition and I saw someone pull the same fabric I was pulling or something similar, I'd be like, go opposite direction.
Mm. Right.
They stay true to who they are.
What was your favorite?
I didn't have just one. I loved the pink kimono. Yeah. I also loved that team, like the sisters. They were so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really liked Angelo and Charles. Like, I just, like, I mean, we're going to talk about it later, but that was my favorite. Like, it just seems so, like, understated, elegant, but with a little twist. It was really nice.
I feel like that might have been my favorite, too.
Really?
It did have... I loved... I mean, the model did it a lot of justice.
Yeah.
She's fierce.
Just the way she flicked the, like, tuxedo tails of it and...
Her makeup
just
tied it all in, too.
Yeah,
did you guys think
fuchsia
with the,
eye makeup. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I loved that. I did really like that look a lot. I was kind of underwhelmed by a few looks, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, really? You know, the one they hated on so much was the one with all the ruffles and the fuchsia.
Right.
And I liked where they were going with
you
it.
You did?
Interesting. I would have just done it differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would have been really cool if instead of the floral cape situation, if they would have just had that fabric on the pant. So still kept it bare up here, but then bulky with the ruffles, and then had like floral pants poking out underneath. I thought that would have been cool.
The floral and the ruffles for me on that one were way too much. That was from Narai and Kiki, and I was expecting more of Kiki because she is this sort of famed designer already who's designed for so many well-known brands, but she did say tonight that she's not a red carpet gown designer. She does streetwear. So she really wanted to prove herself, but it fell flat, unfortunately, for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do appreciate them, you know, taking a chance. It was definitely different, not something that I liked personally, but I don't think it was the bottom. And I'll tell you, one of mine that I really did not like would be Carly and Daniels. Everyone liked it. I just felt like it was boring.
Which one's Carly and Daniels?
They had
it was the white sort of top.
Yeah, it did have the black bottom.
Yeah, and it did have the green satin on the inside.
And a skirt over it, right? It was like an overlay of this pants.
Very simple, very classic.
Yeah, it was very classic, but it was just...
I could have seen someone very classic wearing that, like a Julia Roberts or something like that.
Yes, or an Anne Hathaway or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Which makes sense because
Did Elizabeth Stewart love that one?
Yes, let's say, because she's dressed Julia Roberts.
That's totally Elizabeth Stewart style. She's very, I feel like, prim and proper and classic.
Yeah. I thought it was boring. It was prim and proper and classic. Like, I mean, if you wanted to give it to me, I would take it off your hands. But I just thought, you know, where Farai and Kiki went way out there, they kind of kept it too safe.
Maybe you're right. Yeah.
I do like black and white, and I like black and white blocking. Mm-hmm. It's just so classic. That's like the very small part of me that enjoys classic things.
Yeah.
So I did like that aspect. But yeah, I thought it was a little underwhelming. The dress that had the yellow and blue floral prints and kind of the asymmetrical thing, I was like...
You weren't feeling it. Really? You just thought it was too,
I just
like,
was not into it at all.
You've seen it a million times, or it's just not your style?
I was just really underwhelmed by it. I was just like, what is this, like, cruise ship attire?
It made me feel like prom-y.
Yes. Yeah, you're so right. Yeah,
like Giovanni prom, which is great. Giovanni. Like, but that's exactly what I thought of. It didn't feel like red carpet.
Yeah.
Like, for, you know, couture.
What did you guys think about she described it as putting a little nature in it when they put the overlay of kind of the sparrow print.
Mm-hmm. The white jumpsuit look is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not like how it ended up turning out. I honestly would have left the top very plain and put the skirt overlay over it. But then once he started doing all the appliques on the top of the jumpsuit, it was too much and it was competing patterns. And then he did all the Swarovski crystals on the belt. Mm-hmm. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Right?
And I think the judges agreed too.
It was
just
that.
It would have been perfect if it was just
simpler.
I was thinking it would have been cool if instead of just like throwing this embellishment on the front to try to make it just blend in, I think.
Yeah. Right.
I would have thought it would have been cool if they made it come up the back and then maybe around her neck from the back.
Oh, that's cute.
So you could have seen like the blocking and then there would be a continuous motion of it.
But that would make more sense, honestly, because the way that it was done didn't.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, like, little girl attire from the 90s where they're just like, yeah, it's got a print on the pants, so put it right here on something, too, to show everyone it goes together.
That's the thing. I feel like they were grasping at straws. Didn't you guys think in the competition scheme of things, everyone was working so fast, and we saw that it was only 2 days they got to design each dress, and they were one of the only teams, I think, that said that they were way behind and that they had to either just figure something out because it was too late to change it at that point.
Right.
So then they were just, like, adding and adding and adding, and then it just was too much.
And good for her for thinking fast.
That's true.
Yeah.
And just being like, oh, I saw this fabric. I like it. Let's, do it.
Add something. Yeah.
They rolled with it.
Yeah.
And he accepted it, too. I think that's so important. I feel like they're going to, if they stay as a team, I think they'll be okay. Because he's just like, okay, girl, I like that. Like, he accepted it. There was no pushback, unlike some of our contestants.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Shout out to you, Julianne.
So, speaking of pushbacks, and pairings, I think we unanimously do not appreciate Isaac.
That's true. No.
Right.
Yeah.
But we all really appreciate Nichelle.
Yes. She's so sweet. She was the single mom of three. She has three jobs, and I feel like she touched all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. We completely fell for her. Mm-hmm. And it's the first episode, and we really haven't gotten to know very many of these people yet, but she was one of the ones that stood out to us. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, now she is paired up with this guy, Isaac, who is kind of not interested in the competition. It seems like he's very much checked out, right?
He's just straight up all ego.
Yeah.
For starters, who designs a dress that you can't pee in?
Oh, my gosh.
You can't go to the bathroom. Right. And he was so entitled with the whole thing that he was just like, well, I'm just thinking modern thinking. Like, modern what?
Yeah.
Where we don't pee anymore?
Right.
Like, you said.
Yeah. That didn't make sense at all. Yeah.
The fitting across her stomach, she's already probably a two why did it look like,
yeah,
what
wasn't
was
the
happening?
Best fabric choice.
Like,
yeah.
She looked so, like, she looked, she was packed into that uncomfortably. Like, you know what size the model is when you're creating. So
ironically, true. Even though that was the loser, it was actually one of my favorite looks.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I just thought it was the most creative, and yeah. I'm super, like, rock and roll, so I like those rock and roll fashions, so I liked where they were going with it. I think if they would have chose a different fabric yeah. and an exit to go to the bathroom,
as if
yeah.
people.
Yeah, then I think it could have been a totally different game for them.
It gave me Game of Thrones vibes, which I told you guys. I was yeah. totally... I was kind of actually inspired by it. You're right. It was really different.
Yeah, the sharp shoulders and, like, the cool collar. I mean, it was very original.
Sophie really Turner, original I feel lines. Like, would wear that on the red carpet. Do you know who that is? Is it Joe Jonas's wife? She was in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I could totally see her pulling that off. She's a blonde. She's gorgeous. She has really fair skin. I think that would look amazing on her, but they'd have to figure out a way to have a zipper in yeah. it and an exit plan so she could use the restroom at night.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Or breathe, because the poor model looked like she was about to pass out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other outfit that I was kind of bummed on, I mean, and it just took double-sided tape. Like, that's all it would have taken. The vinyl dress that had kind of the collar and
oh,
then
yes.
the long kind of belts
yeah.
looking down right. the center.
Dominatrix the one.
Yeah, it was very dominatrix, which I don't like over-sexualized things, really. But I did really like that look.
Yeah.
I didn't like that you could see, in my mind, I was thinking, the belt is buckling. You could see this, like, belt mm-hmm. tied on the middle buckle when she was walking. And mm-hmm. just a little double-sided tape.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. A little
well.
Styling expert then.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, guys. Like, is this your first rodeo?
Right.
Like, you don't want to see it coming down the runway, like, buckling
yeah.
out, you know?
Right.
It's funny you mentioned that one, because I was about to bring it up, though.
You were.
Because... like you said, it was, like, highly sexual,
yeah.
but I did think they did a good job of still keeping it elegant. Like, mm-hmm. it was so sheer, but mm-hmm. it was also, like, still, like, appropriate for the red carpet.
You're right.
I think it was very creative.
The black vinyl one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very
was
creative.
Was it sheer? Or are you just seeing the cutout in the
just,
front?
Yeah, just, like,
yeah.
everything
yeah,
being
yeah.
out.
Showing a lot.
yeah.
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 Very, very out there. But it was still, like, still classy, kind of.
It was, you're right. Because
yeah.
she was covered up in all the right places.
Yeah.
And it was form-fitting. It was mm-hmm. sexy.
It was bold.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I could see Angelina or someone
that's
like
exactly,
that, right?
That's exactly younger like Angelina.
That. Younger
yeah.
Angelina.
Really
Not
just, like, a dark-haired kind of vixen-y type.
Yes.
You know, like a Megan Fox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Angelina.
Yeah. Those
Fox. Or Dita Vontaze.
Yeah, she could. I mean, she has really big boobs, so I don't know how that would go
well,
with her.
They
but
might
yes.
be fitting it differently.
That's true.
And you might not need the double side tape. It will stay just put. Just wedged right in there. What did you guys think of the meshy chain dress with the kind of blue trim
like
and the cutout lace-up sides?
I didn't like it, but to be honest, I feel like that one went really fast.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could have looked at it more. I don't even remember, you know, at the end when they talked to everyone, I felt right. like they were with them for, like, a second. Like,
mm-hmm.
I
They said they liked
time.
It, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
But, yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought it was really different, and I think that's what the judges ended up saying. They could see this on the carpet because it did show skin, but not too much skin, and
right.
it was, I don't know, really different and cool. It was a sparkly... sort of metallic fabric in the front, and there were just panels all the way down and then tied up the side, and I thought that was, I don't know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I loathed the blue on
you
it.
You did.
I did not
thought
like the
so
blue
sweet.
Trim.
Like black or something you would want to do?
Or
something more
just
classic?
Like a nude color. Just
yeah.
like make it match.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like the blue.
Interesting.
It was really confusing to me.
Yeah.
Because we have this like iron kind of mesh look, which is very armory.
Yeah.
You know, not to regurgitate that word, but that's really what it evokes, right? You think of like a knight armor kind of chainy, meshy look. And
yeah.
then there's this like pastel blue.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it has Easter trimming? I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Trying to soften it up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And then I didn't really love that it was, like, mesh, which is a see-through thing, and then, like, the keyholes down the side, which is more skin. It's like,
yeah.
I just, I don't know. I
Not
don't
your
love
thing.
It just felt like it was trying really hard, but
yeah.
wasn't actually cool
yeah.
to look at.
Yeah.
I'm so mean. I'm so sorry, designers.
No, this is, like, what they're on the show for is critiques. Honestly,
yeah.
this
yeah.
is what the judges are doing to kind of help them get better, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why we love shows like this, because we get to see the ups and the downs.
I did, I will, to pay a compliment to this, I did like the kind of bib top to it, though.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought that was cool. It was like cover up something that's expected to be exposed, but then there was all this other skin poking
out. The more we talk about it, I'm giving it more of a chance.
Yeah, I like
you guys. You're pointing out the more positive, but at first glance, I was just like, eh. But now that we're pointing out some of the highlights, I'll take it out of my
bottom two. Who was it Monique said? She said something along the lines of, and Monique knows, she designs red carpet gowns all the time. She was actually so surprised that they made this gown in 2 days or less than 2 days, and she thought the construction was so well done. So we have to give them props for that.
That's true. That's true. I would love to know why they chose that, like, pastel blue piping.
Yeah. We should talk about our prediction, or our, the winner, don't you guys think?
Yeah. So on to the winner-loser factor. What were your guys' thoughts about the winner-loser factor? Let's start with loser.
Yes.
What did you guys think of how they pared it down?
I think the bottom two, judging off of the garment strictly, was correct.
So right. Farai, am I saying?
Farai
and Kiki. Mm-hmm.
Because it was a lot going on. And then also with Isaac and Nichelle, it just was, I mean, your model can't go to the restroom. It just lacks functionality.
Yeah.
So I see why they were both in the bottom two.
Yeah.
I do, are we going to just say who they went with? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if you're watching this, I assume you've already watched
the show. Yeah. Pause it, like this video, and then go watch and come back. But I do agree with who went home. Not that I wanted Nichelle to go home, because, you know, she's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all love her.
Yeah, but we all love her.
It just comes down to functionality. I feel like it was functionality versus a fabric choice at the end of the day.
And she has to know, as the designer, if she didn't want it to be like that, she should have spoken up and said something. So as much as I love her and I really wanted her to have a fighting chance to support her three children and help herself, that's a really big lesson in this industry. You have to speak up and you have to fight for what you think is right. And anyone that thinks that it's okay to not have a way out of the dress so you can use the restroom is not thinking things through.
No.
So.
And Isaac was just such a bully.
Yeah.
It does make me wonder, like, what's it come down to when, if two people are actually going at it and they're like, absolutely not, I'm not doing this. And the other person's like, yes, this is what we're doing. What is the next step? Like, I'm calling the principal, Tan.
Yeah,
like, he's not working with me. Like, I don't know what she should have done, but.
Right.
And they're competing with the clock, too. So you don't even have time
to
argue about it. It's just like, okay, he's stubborn, whatever, let's do
it. Move on.
Yep. But it sucks. And I am, again, strictly on Isaac right now. I'm glad he went home just because he was such a butt about the opportunity. He's like, yeah, if I lose, it's just another day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I could not believe he said it's just another day.
Yeah. That was really.
Like, he was so ungrateful.
That was shocking to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. And I think the judges felt like that, too. And Tan even called him out. This is not just another day. $250,000 are at stake here.
Yeah.
You better shape up.
And, I mean, if nothing else, just the publicity.
Right?
Like, congratulations. You're on a fashion show. People know your name and your face now.
Yeah.
And you would think it would have been the person who dressed Beyonce that had that attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Young Thug isn't, like, because he's a, you know, he has his own thing going in his own right. But that's the only person he named.
Oh, he did? I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah, he's like, I dressed Young Thug.
He sent him a cow print
and then he doesn't even dress him. He sent him a jacket.
He sent him a jacket and he wore it. It's like, put your ego in check, dude.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought it was interesting. I wasn't expecting Narai and Kiki to be in the bottom two. But although
especially right out the get, right?
Right, yeah. But I'm glad that they saved them. And I feel like I really want to see what Kiki does throughout the season, because I feel like she has a really strong vision. And obviously, if she's worked with all these amazing brands, she has something really cool that we all need to see, you know?
I agree.
And a talent.
I agree. Really quick, does anyone have a message for our viewers?
You guys, thank you so much for watching. We're always so grateful for you making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave us a comment, let us know what you think of Next in Fashion so far, and definitely leave us a rating too. If you're listening to this on the audio channels, ratings help support us and keep us going. And we just really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
So under our special segment, we're going to do a segment called Name That Look.
Yay!
Name That Look. Lauren, do you want to tell everyone about Name That Look?
Yes. Okay, so Name That Look is basically where we, all on the panel, we choose what celebrity or style icon that we think most fits the winner for the night, the winning outfit. So tonight, Angelo and Charles won with their very, and their model won because she was fierce. But that yes. look, that show-stopping look.
And her eyeshadow double won.
Yes. Bomb. Like, yeah. They looked out with her. Yeah. But they won tonight, so we're all going to choose a celebrity or a style icon that we think most fits that look.
Yes. Okay, so I'll go first. I immediately thought of Rooney Mara. We all know her from the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie. She is fierce. She has really dark hair, and she kind of reminds me of the model. I think that's what made me think of her. She's really thin and tall and lanky, and I think would look so glamorous in this black gown. And the fact that it's super edgy, just like she is, would really represent her personality, which I love to see on the red carpet.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
My choice would have to be my girl, Zendaya. I think she would be so fierce in this. I just see her with her hair slicked back in a nice ponytail. She would also rock it like the model.
I love that.
I think she, it's just her. Everything about it is just show-stopping, just like her.
For me, something about it from the second I saw it reminded me of Reese Witherspoon. For some reason, which is nothing like the model.
No.
But Reese is kind of known for wearing really classic shapes, like strapless classic gown type shapes. Yeah. But then it might also be the pop of pink made me think of like Legally Blonde or something.
True.
But I could just see her wearing that.
That's complete opposite of what I thought, and I love it. Yeah. I actually think so now that you're saying that. It makes sense.
She wears these very, like, tailored, almost Audrey Hepburn-like shapes in her dresses, but then, like, a little pop of a fun color. She wears a lot of bright, bold, fun colors,
too. I could see that.
I love it.
So, I don't know. I thought that could be a thing.
I think so, too. You guys, drop down in the comments and tell us who you think would best fit this look.
Yeah, I want to hear from you guys. Okay, let's move on to predictions.
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Gosh, this is tough because we really have so many contestants at this point. Narrowing it down is really hard. I think, for me, I definitely want to see more of Daniel and Carly and see what they have to offer. They're the classic English pairing, and while they didn't really shine bright on this episode, I feel like they have a lot to offer, so I can't wait to see what they do in the next episode.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Claire and Adolfo. I feel like we didn't see any of them really this episode. Yeah. They did have a piece that was really well received by the judges, and they kind of won me over. We discussed it. So I'm excited to see what they do next. Also, they're so new together, but yet they work so cohesively. So really interested to see that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that too. I predict, and really am just like throwing a coin in the fountain, I predict that they are going to bring Nichelle back in some way. We actually kind of talked about that off screen. She's so lovable. They really played the violin for her for us, you know. So we all fell in love with her and her cute freckles and her cute glasses and her three kids. And we, like, want her back.
Right.
We wanted Isaac gone.
Yeah.
Isaac, no one likes you. You need a new attitude. Sorry, bud. way too much ego. Yeah, so that's my prediction / hope.
Yes.
Is that she'll come back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, in closing, where can everyone find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram @ Ashley Faults.
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram @ Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube @ Lauren Mayo.
And you guys can find me, Bethany Jean, @ Bethany Jean Official on Instagram. Please come find me and be my friend, and we'll talk about fashion tips all day, every day. Thanks so much for joining us, guys, and we will see you in the next In Fashion show. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.